relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Seeing things you people wouldn't believe.
You want to talk to God? Let's go see him together.
Do you recognize that music? The seminal Buster Crabbe, Flash Gordon, black and white movie serials. A real, real function. A thing that I loved in my childhood at reruns. And we're going to review them right now with my good buddy Chris Coles, making movies great again, Flash Gordon. Welcome on deck, Chris.
Thank you for having me yet again on this wonderful show. Make Movies Great Again, Sebastian Gorka. This was a trip. I feel like I now know what it's like to do psychedelic drugs. I've never done.
All right. I tried to fake him out there. He knows I'm having a joke here. Of course, we are reviewing the 1980 movie Flash Gordon, not the black and white movie serials that I watched as a kid on BBC Tours reruns. A different experience, I'm sure. You said you hadn't seen it before. Eric, who had to do all the clips, hadn't seen it before. Let's open with a clip that I think tells you everything you need to know about this space opera. It's Ming the Merciless talking to his aide-de-camp, Clytus.
Clytus, I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet Earth.
How peaceful it looks.
Most effective, Your Majesty. Will you destroy this Earth?
Later. I like to play with things a while.
Just to have Max von Sydow open a film saying, Clytus, I'm bored. And Peter Wingarden, a staple of British TV shows from the 60s and 70s, say, Earth. Chris, tell us about this movie. How did you find this movie?
I find this movie very difficult to judge, talk about. It's rare that I'm speechless on this show. This was the most wild, bizarre movie. Here's the confusing thing to me. It's that when this movie was made, Star Wars existed.
Yeah.
It's like they knew how to make good sci-fi.
They
just were like, you know what? The heck with that. Let's just do this.
But hang on. Hang on. This is the real import of what we're just analyzing here. Do you know why George Lucas made Star Wars?
I actually looked this up. I actually know this one.
Yeah.
He went to the De Laurentiis, who had the rights to Flash Gordon.
He'd bought the rights to the original comic strip to make the movie, and Dina was sitting on them in the 70s. He hadn't developed it. George Lucas loved the black and white movie reel Flash Gordon that we showed at the beginning, and he wanted to make a Flash Gordon movie. And Dino De Laurentiis said, nope, sorry. And that's why he made Star Wars.
Very, very interesting story. So really, I mean, if you, to some degree, if you look at it like that, if you think about that as the backstory, you realize Luke Skywalker, to some degree, is Flash Gordon, which I never really realized. And they did pick an actor who had that sort of wide-eyed optimism. I will say, going in, I didn't really know anything about Flash Gordon. I've never seen the old serials, never read the comic, didn't really know anything about Flash Gordon. I always assumed that Flash Gordon had some kind of superpowers or something.
Nope.
He's just a regular guy who just goes around and kicks the butt of aliens. It's
and
the
in
weirdest.
Fact, originally they made him a football, you know, guy in this movie, of course. I think he was a polo player. Think about
polo
in the
player.
Comic strips, he was a polo player, a little bit more elitist. All right, so you didn't like the movie?
I'm not going to say that I entirely did not enjoy my experience watching it, but it's one of those things I would call, you might find this offensive. Some people find this offensive. Some people love it. I would actually classify this as so bad it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. And also, let's be clear here. It's not bad in terms of badly made, badly written, badly acted. I mean, Ming the Merciless, he's a cartoon character. He's a villain.
They're cartoon characters.
Look at the eyebrows. Okay, just look at his eyebrows that come down, you know, half of his head. And also, who wrote this? Who wrote the flipping script? It's Lorenzo Semple Jr. Oh, what's his one claim to fame? Chris, he's the guy that wrote the original Batman TV show. Deliberate camp, Chris. It's meant to be a joke.
I also read that he had written Papillon.
Right.
Which is a very different movie.
We might have to review. Very different. But this is meant to be cheesy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does have that sort of Batman camp to it.
Yes.
As a boy, I probably should have watched this movie when I was a little kid. I did like the Batman TV show when I was a kid. I didn't realize it was supposed to be campy. I don't actually like the term campy. I don't like that characteristic, that classification.
Why?
Because campy to me is an indication of like bad quality, but it's fun enough that you don't care.
Okay.
And so I would actually argue with you a little bit that a lot of what was done here was supposed to be better than what it ended up being. I would also say that I think Star Trek was supposed to be campier than it was, but I think that Lucas accidentally hired people that were too competent.
Hang on.
Star Wars. Yeah, by mistake. Star Wars was supposed to be kind of campy, but the people that were involved were so good at their jobs that they ended up making it a lot more of a profound film than I think George Lucas originally had intended.
Yeah.
You watch the film and you think about it as a sort of send up or something that's supposed to be a little bit over the top, it actually could have worked out that way. But I think it was just too well put together by the, you know, the model makers and everything like that.
But here, I mean, there's a deliberate having fun with the material. I mean, you know, the flight through space, the psychedelic, you know, clouds, the purple clouds. I mean, you know what this reminds me of, and it's not an accident, you know, Dino De Laurentiis, Barbarella. I mean, if you go back to Barbarella, it's like this. I mean, this isn't meant to look like a real rocket ship. I mean, everybody knows this is a piece of plastic with a firework sticking out of it. People know that this isn't meant to be 2001. Or am I reading it wrong, Chris?
I don't know. It's hard for me to tell because I guess maybe look, you watched this probably when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And you knew what they were you were sort of in on the joke.
Right. Right.
Watching it from today, it's hard to tell where the intentional campiness starts and where just the bad quality. But the thing is, like, it looks to some, in some instances, it looks like they're trying to have a higher level of quality and they're missing the mark. Uh-huh. And other parts, you can tell that they're intentionally trying to be funny and make a joke.
Yeah.
But it's kind of hard to make that distinction right now because we don't live in a time in which we have specific types of cutting edge technologies.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you look back and there were some films that were trying to be serious and kind of had this level of poor quality. See, it's not obvious that it's intentional always, I don't
know. Right. For me, I this is one of my favorite movies. It's on my phone. Mm-hmm. I watch it with regularity, especially if I'm on a plane and I'm traveling and I need time to kill. Why? Because this is about my childhood. My father, in the 30s as a child, watched the Flash Gordon serials in the movie theater in Europe. They came on 40 years later on British television. I watched them with my dad. As such, Flash Gordon has a special place in my heart. And we're going to continue to celebrate it with my buddy, Chris Coles. He's the host of the Alpha Critic YouTube channel and Mr. Reagan. Follow him at Mr. Reagan USA on Twitter. We're making movies great again. If you enjoy our third hour, our deep dives and the fun we have here, make sure you are subscribed. Go to your favorite podcast channel. Go to whichever it is, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Salem Podcast Network, Stitcher. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review. Share the links with your friends. And don't forget to check out the merchandise. It's all America First. It's all made in America. SebGorkaStore.com. We'll be back with Chris in a moment.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
It's one of the most beautiful things you can do today or any day. Remember what Jesus our Savior told us. Come unto me, the little ones. Better a millstone were wrapped around the neck of someone who harms a child. Well, let's help those who are most vulnerable. Over 1 million girls and boys in America have a parent behind bars. They are vulnerable. They feel guilt for the sins of their parents. Let's get them to a safe place this summer with the Prison Fellowship. It is called the Angel Tree Camp. $200 per child provides them a Christ-centric safe summer camp. That could be you. Donate as little or as much as you can. Go right now to SebGorka.com and click on the Angel Tree banner at the top. You could be literally saving a life. You can call in your donation as well on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794, or just go to SebGorka.com in the Angel Tree banner.
Strange object imaged in the Imperial Vortex.
What distance?
Now parallel to Starfield Sigma 12. Approaching.
Test object for life waves. Positive. Form unknown. Approximate Mong scale 3.
Object entering our control range. Approaching the Sea of Fire.
Bring it through safely. Land it.
I don't think there's any part of the universe that looks quite like that. That's why it's fun. Maybe a little psychedelic, but it's part of my childhood. Did you have a good childhood? There are at least over 1 million children in our nation who are suffering and are vulnerable right now. Why? Because they have a mother or father imprisoned. and more than 70% of those children will end up behind bars themselves. Let's break the cycle. The amazing organization created by the late Chuck Colson Prison Fellowship tries to send as many of these girls and boys to a Christian summer camp every year with their Angel Tree program. It costs $200 per child. Will you be one of those people? Will you sponsor a child? Please donate right now. You can call them on 888-206-2794. Or just go to sebgorka.com, my webpage, and click on the Angel Tree banner. These children, for at least a short time this summer, will feel loved and will understand the power of our faith. Please call 888-206-2794, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Angel Tree banner. We're making movies great again with Chris Coles, my partner in crime, my partner in fun, and it's one of my favorite movies. It's Flash Gordon. Let's, as we always do, talk a little bit about the cast. Let's talk about the man who led the adventure, who was dubbed. It's not his voice. Let's talk about the antagonist, Ming, Zarkov, the Squeeze, Voltan, the King of the Hawkmen. It's a pretty cool cast, isn't it, Chris?
You know, this is another bizarre thing. There's so many weird things in this movie. You have this bizarre mix. This is from the perspective of somebody who's never seen this before, yeah. Knew nothing about it going in. Some of the acting is phenomenal. Like top tier level acting,
like Ming,
and yeah, like Ming is a perfect example, or his assistant,
Clytus.
I forget his name.
Clytus,
fantastic. I mean, Clytus has a voice like holy smokes. That voice is he sounds so intellectual.
Yes,
just intimidating.
Yes,
but like Flash Gordon himself, not a good actor.
I don't think he was an actor. I don't think he ever acted again, except in that Mark Wahlberg movie 30 years later. Right. And there's a reason that he's dubbed, because I'll say it now. He's not a good actor.
Yeah. Well, but you know, you maybe that works a little bit, because I think, you know, the more I think about this movie and I let it digest, I think, you know what? You are right. This is all a send-up of the early Flash Gordon movies, because in those movies, the models were obviously models, and the spaceships were obviously made of cardboard and things like that. And actually, I talked to my grandfather about this once, many years ago. I talked about those early sci-fi movies, and he said, you know, when we were little boys, we'd go to the cinema and we watched these sci-fi movies, and they'd have the cardboard ship flying through the air, and you knew it was a cardboard ship, and you knew it was on strings and everything, but you didn't care. You still allowed yourself to get lost in the story, and you didn't care that everything looked super fake. And so I think that this is sending a sort of like it's like a love letter to those movies.
Yes.
In a way.
Yes. You know? Yes. Yes. And of course, look, you've got some greats here. The facts, let's get them out there. Max von Sydow from The Seventh Seal. I mean, from that classic black and white movie where he's playing chess with the devil, right up through Brass Target, on and on and on. Topol.
Have you seen Seventh Seal,
yes,
incidentally?
Yes. Yeah.
Even more bizarre than this
yes.
movie.
Oh, I mean, that is a trip. Yeah, I mean, you need to be on drugs to enjoy The Seventh Seal. And then Topol. I mean, the Israeli amazing, you know, one word named actor who was Fiddler on the Roof, also turned up as a great Bond character as well in one of the Roger Moore Bonds. And then, I'm sorry, you're not familiar with him, I'm sure, but Brian Blessed.
I'm familiar.
Oh, you're familiar. Brian Blessed, again, a flipping institution of British TV and movies. As a kid, everyone knew who Brian Blessed is, and there's a reason why, you know, on the soundtrack on the Queen Flash song, you have Brian saying, "Gordon's alive." I mean, just that voice.
That voice. I mean, what a voice. And to some degree, he kind of stole the show.
Yes.
I would say that this movie is about everybody except Flash Gordon to some degree. You know, I do think that they picked the right actor, maybe, because even though he may not be the best actor in the world, He does give it his all. He seems to care about this acting job, and it makes it look like Flash Gordon cares about what he's doing.
And this scene, the football scene, I'm sorry, it's hilarious. I mean, when Clytus says, "You fools, he's playing a game like this." I mean, it's just nutty.
Right. Yeah, it's a wild movie. It took me a long time to get into it. I will say this for the movie, and this is one of those strange moments.
What?
Where I'm watching the movie, and the first half of the movie, I'm just thinking, what am I watching? And by the end of the movie, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, and I'm not sure, this is not just to be nice to Sebastian Gorka because it's your childhood movie. I was like, where's the second one? I want the second one. I want to stay in, you know how I always say, you know, it's a world you want to live in is a right. movie that you're going to love. I want to live in this world.
And when that perfect setup, when, you know, the ring into which Ming has, you know,
put his
shrunk himself, yeah. his soul, whatever. And then it says the end, the title credits, and then ? And this hand picks up the ring. Where's the sequel, Chris? We want the sequel.
I want the sequel. Quick question.
Yeah.
Quick question. Who do you prefer, Dale or Ming's daughter? Because I think I mildly fell in love with Ming's daughter.
Ming's daughter, Ornelia Muti, Princess Aura. These Italian actresses were pretty impressive. I know it's a Dino De Laurentiis production, but the outfits, the way they act, and the other one, the commander of the defense system, dispatch war rocket Ajax to bring back his body. That actress was also as good as the princess. Amazing.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. But there was just something about Ming's daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very, very sexy
Nothing, nothing
sexy
to do
girl.
With the sprayed-on pants. The sprayed-on pants is completely
No,
irrelevant.
Nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it.
She's a bad woman. She's a horrible person. But you know what? I think I've had a couple of ex-girlfriends that are really, really, she reminds me of them.
A nasty person, but on a Friday night, a lot of fun.
You want to meet her.
Yeah. We're making movies great again with Flash Gordon 1980. If you enjoy what we do here, follow me on social media. We're everywhere that matters. Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler. Get a Telegram. You can watch us on your television, on your Roku Fire Stick or other devices, or get the Salem News Channel app. And for my exclusive content, go to my Substack, SebastianGorka.substack.com. That's my name, one word, SebastianGorka.substack.com. Did you notice in the State of the Union speech last month, Biden doubled down on his spending plans, adding even more to the federal deficit? That doesn't bode well for the value of your money. Sebastian Gorka here. Biden's disconnected view of the economy means there will be no meaningful steps taken to lessen inflation and lower interest rates. Your cash reserves and investments will be worth less, which is why I recommend calling veteran-owned Midas Gold Group to look into safeguarding your wealth with the stability of gold while you still can. Gold traditionally holds its value when economies fail, guarding against the destruction of inflation and the ruin of a recession. Don't let Biden's misguided economy wipe you out. Talk with the good folks at Midas Gold Group. Go to MidasGoldGroup.com or call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-GOLD. It's gold you can hold. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD. We built this city.
General Kala, Flash Gordon approaching.
What do you mean, Flash Gordon approaching?
On a Hawkman rocket cycle. Shall I inform His Majesty?
Imbecile! The Emperor would shoot you for interrupting his wedding with this news. Fire when Gordon's in range.
Dispatch war rocket Ajax to bring back his body. A classic line. Of course, it made it into the Queen soundtrack. We are making movies great again with Flash Gordon 1980. If you enjoy the show, please support those who make it possible. Great patriots like Mike Lindell, a friend of the president's. The left absolutely detest him. Why? Because he loves America. Please support him. Go straight to the source. Go to mypillow.com. Use my name for up to 66% off his line of more than 150 items. Not just the MyPillow, the only pillow that keeps its shape, doesn't get hot. He sold 71 million. They're that good. Get yours today, MyPillow.com, or call in your order. Talk to a real person. Yeah, a real person here in America. 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. There you have it. General Carla, played by the late Mariangela Melato. Superb. Very remiss of me. I forgot to mention Princess Baron of Arboria, the man being exploited by Ming's daughter, is, of course, an erstwhile James Bond, Timothy Dalton. How does he do here? I like especially the set piece of the initiation, Chris, with the young man in Arboria, and then the fight scene. I mean, it took some imagining, that floating platform with the remote control spikes, the duel between Flash and Baron. That was pretty fun.
Well, you know, in keeping with what you're talking about like this being a old 1930s serials or 40s or whenever they were.
Yeah.
He looks like maybe like Errol Flynn.
Yes.
Or
yes.
this kind of guy, right, yeah, from the back in the day. And he does a great job of that. I mean, Timothy Dalton in this film is a real throwback with the mustache and everything. He looks like Robin Hood. I mean, he's dressed as Robin Hood, essentially. And really, it's a phenomenal performance. He really performs this part with a kind of sincerity and authenticity that you would expect in a film that was,
more serious?
Like a top caliber. Yeah, a top caliber film taking itself very seriously. He took this role seriously. And I think that that's a very important thing to have in a film like this. If you're going to make a comedy, type movie that's a bit of fun and an adventure like this, the actors do have to take the role seriously. And it seems like they all did that. It seemed like maybe it was a little bit chaotic on set. Like some of the scenes seemed to be almost directed on the fly, but everybody seemed to take their role seriously, and they do kind of sell it, as absurd as it is. These weird winged suits, and Brian Blessed has like high heels on, almost high heel sandals. It's like the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life, but they all sell it, and so you kind of are drawn into the world after a while.
Yeah,
and like I said, you know what's great? The sincerity.
Yes.
I think that when you have good fighting evil and people are sincere,
right,
it doesn't matter how cheesy it is, you still will end up loving it.
Yeah, and I have to say the battle scene with Walton's Hawkmen, the wire work, I mean, for all the cheesiness and the having fun and not being serious or whatever, the wire work of, you know, you've got like 40 guys being flown around pretending to be winged humans, it's pretty bloody impressive. However, what does he do? 11 years later, Timothy Dalton actually plays Errol Flynn, or a fictionalized version of Errol Flynn, in the movie that may have to make it onto the list, The Rocketeer. Have you seen The Rocketeer?
Oh, many, many years ago. I didn't realize he was playing. I think because I was a
kid. He's the evil Nazi actor. He's the
right,
pro-Nazi actor who's basically based upon Errol Flynn.
Was Errol Flynn pro-Nazi?
No. But the, you know, the way he comported himself, that he was the swashbuckling movie star.
Right. Yeah, I remember the film from when I was a kid, but I probably hadn't seen films at that point, so
right,
I didn't know who he was.
Right.
I've only seen it once when I was probably 10 years old or something like that, so it's been a while.
We might have to add it to the list.
I think that was the 90s film.
1991. Okay. A much underrated movie. Again, with a lead actor who wasn't the best lead actor, but Jennifer Connelly's one of her first roles, good back then. That's when Jennifer was had that classic way of comporting herself. We might have to add it to the list. We're Making Movies Great Again with Chris Coles, coming to you from the ReliefActor.com studios. Relief Actor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans across the country, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Actor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free, like Relief Factor. Just those two words, pain-free, should be reason enough for you to order the three-week quick starter pack for the paltry sum of $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Yvonne, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Ask yourself a very simple question. What do you have to lose? Apart from the pain, nothing. Don't wait any longer. Call 800-500-ReliefFactor.com. You deserve to find out if you could be the next success story. 800-500-8384-ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented the MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that is made with a temperature regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest and coolest pillow you'll ever own. For my exclusive listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 has a buy one, get one free offer with promo code Gorka. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square for the buy one, get one free offer, enter promo code Gorka, or call 800-829-8468. That's code G-O-R-K-A. Go today.
Here's looking at you, Snowflake. America first.
Have you checked out all the America First gear made in America at our website? The number one item remains the I Stand With 45 flag. Get yours today. Number three, jointly released with Chris Plant, is the FBI t-shirt, Fascist Brew of Intimidation. They didn't believe me when I designed it, but it's rocketed up the charts to number two. It's the Don't Be a Science Denier. A man's a man, a woman's a woman. XYXX. Get yours today. Also super popular is the Tucker Carlson t-shirt. Let Tucker speak, with a duct tape Tucker and the Fox emblem over his mouth. Go to SebGorkaStore.com. So much more. Challenge coins, my books, hoodies, you name it. S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorkaStore.com. All right. We only have an hour to do these things. I mean, I love having our discussions every week with you, Chris, but an hour's not enough usually. So what I do is I get my Flash Gordon whip out, my Princess Aura whip, and I start whipping Eric to make cuts of the best parts of the movies. And he does these montages. This is such an amazing movie. So many things to pick. Eric said, what, another one? Yes, another one. Here's a little montage of why this movie is so fun.
Confess, and we won't hurt you anymore. We don't like doing this at all. Never!
Bring me the boar worms.
No! Not the boar worms!
Ming's not unbeatable. With all his men, he couldn't even kill Flash.
Gordon's alive!
Flash, I love you! But we only have 14 hours to save the Earth! Flash!
He's escaping, idiot!
Dispatch War Rocket Ajax to bring back his body.
Squadron 40! Impetuous boy! Ah, well. Who wants to live forever?
I'm sorry, Chris. I will not be gainsaid. Any movie on any subject that has the phrases, no, not the boar worms, and dive, screamed by Brian Blessed, that is, by definition, an incredible movie.
Is Brian Blessed your uncle? I feel like you inherited the Brian Blessed voice.
He's all British kids of the 1980s uncle. He's all our uncle. He's our collective uncle.
He sometimes does this show. I think it's either Would I Lie to You or one of the other
Oh, one of those like news review shows.
Yeah, I tried to introduce you to one. I don't think you liked it so much, but I find these shows hilarious. I watch them all the time. He's on a few of these occasionally. I think QI or something like that. Uh-huh. I've seen him on. And he in like his normal personality interacting with the other contestants on the show is like the character from this film.
He's Prince Walton. I'm sorry. You know, Brian like Blessed in real life is Prince Walton.
Yeah, it's incredible. He is a larger-than-life character, and his life is amazing. Like, yes. The stories of his life are phenomenal.
I think he tried, like, a few years ago, he tried to climb Mount Everest without oxygen. The guy's crazy.
Yeah, he's, like, in his 80s or something like that. Yeah. Cool guy. Very interesting guy.
But to my original point, I mean, just a movie with these – I mean, any movie where you have somebody in a skin-tight latex suit with a gold crown say, dispatch war rocket Ajax. I mean, that has to be a good movie.
You picked some good clips, I will say. Like, you know, there were points in this movie where I just unexpectedly burst out laughing, and I thought, and at first I was like, is that an intentional joke? Like, I couldn't tell. Really, honestly, you have to understand the era to understand this film, I think. You have to understand what they were intending to do to really be able to appreciate this film. Coming in with no context, I don't think works as well as maybe if you've seen the Flash Gordon, the black and white films, or if you know about, you know, the culture of the 70s and what they were doing here, because it is really weird. But certainly by the end of the film, you're laughing and you truly love the characters.
But I mean, you're right. But the point here is, It's a Dino De Laurentiis movie. That's the number one context. I mean, it's Dino. Come on. It's Dino De Laurentiis. It's the guy who made Conan the Barbarian, okay? So it's an Italian filmmaker called Dino De Laurentiis. It's a comic strip. It's Flash Gordon, and it's the 80s. I mean, that's the correct context.
I actually think of this as a combination of Star Wars, The Wizard of Oz, and a little bit actually kind of Superman, which was weird because even though there's no superhero in it, Flash Gordon has that kind of very good person, you know, heroic mindset. And he looks like the superhero. You know, he's got that, you know, they picked a guy who physically embodied the comic book hero that you want. And I actually think they picked the right guy, like I said, despite the fact that he can't act. I did enjoy him on screen. I felt like I could be friends with this guy in this world of the flying hawkmen and cardboard spaceships. I did feel like I could be friends with him. I could be friends with his girlfriend, Dale, who, by the way, they like fall in love and he asks her to marry him like without barely talking to each other. They're just like afraid of crashing in this plane at the beginning of the film, and immediately they're like in love.
Yeah,
and he's checking out, you know, he's checking out Ming's daughter there, and she turns to him, and she says, "I'm still here, you know."
Yeah,
like very early on in the film, and she's already jealous of him. All I can think about is this girl, she's a great actress, beautiful eyes. And I think that, you know, Ming's got good taste, and I think Flash Gordon's got good taste.
Good taste for his concubines or his temporary wives. Is that what does the priest say at the ceremony? You know, we'll love and cherish her until you blast her into space. We are making movies great again. It's Flash Gordon 1980 with Chris Golds. He is the host of the incredible YouTube channel Mr. Reagan and the Alpha Critic. Follow him on Twitter. Yeah, just go to Mr. Reagan USA. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, and we are coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you have a cell phone, please guarantee for me that it is not linked to the big cell phone providers because they're not on your side. They're woke. They're left-wing. They give millions of dollars to things like Planned Parenthood, to anti-Second Amendment organizations. Use the cell phone company I use. It's the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America. It is Patriot Mobile. They have the same nationwide 4G, 5G networks. They have a performance guarantee, free activation with my name. And on top of that, if you're a veteran, if you're a first responder, you get additional discounts. And also, they love America. Why would you fund people who hate you and what you believe in with every call you make and every text you send. It makes no sense at all. Switch today. You can keep your old number. I switched all my family's lines over to Patriot Mobile. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer support team, the best in the business. It's super easy. All you do is you call 878-PATRIOT or go to the website patriotmobile.com/Gorka. That number is 878-728-7468 or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. At least with this one expense, you'll know you are with a company that is like-minded and which supports the things you believe in. Do it today. PatriotMobile.com/Gorka.
Dr. G is ready for anything on America First. Us.
A song that is made immortal by a word and a sound. Flash, RR. I mean, there you know. It's an amazing movie. It's an amazing soundtrack. How They Got Queen still boggles the mind. We're talking movies, making them great again with Chris Coles. Let's give it a rating right now. How many bollworms out of 10 do you give Flash Gordon?
It's going to be tough. I'm going to say 4.5.
Whoa, y'all! Our friendship is over. That's it. Cancel this show. Delete this file. You are going to be memory holed, Chris Coles. You couldn't even give it a 5. Please give it a 5.
Okay, it's got a 5. You put the bollworms to it.
Thank you. 5 bollworms. I, on the other hand, will give it 9.
Oh, wow. Okay.
9.
Okay.
Personal reasons, historic reasons, Dino De Laurentiis, and of course, Brian Blessed. Brian Blessed.
They call that a split review, right? Or a mixed review.
It kind of annoys me, but it doesn't, that you come to these and in so many cases you haven't seen them because you really have a fresh take, right?
Well, you know, understanding the film better from your perspective does make me appreciate it. And as I said, I did want to see sequels by the end of
right.
it. Not just one. I wanted to see multiple sequels. And they did say, I have read when I was reading about it afterwards, they were intending to do a trilogy. Yeah. So they should have made sequels. And it's disappointing that I can't go watch those because I would have watched them.
But go off. I think you can find most of them online for free. Watch the original Flash Gordon serials because they're fun. They're like 12 minutes each and they're super fun. All right, here we go. I'm handing over the con. The gavel is yours. Oh, I always dread this. What are you going to pick? What's our next movie, Chris Coles?
I was going to text you. I forgot to do this. I was going to text you to see if we could do 2 in a row because I wanted to do this film and the sequel.
Okay.
You may agree to that. You may not, because, of course, the next week is going to be your choice, so you can decide. We don't have to do this in the sequel.
Hit me.
It's a film I think you'll appreciate. It's called The Terminator.
Ooh, it had to be done sooner or later, and I think you're right, given the debate over these two movies that are very different. One is like a guerrilla movie made on the cheap. The next one, huge, lavish, deemed to be even better than the original. I think you're right, Chris. I think we've got to do T1 and T2.
Fantastic. All right, we got our next 2 weeks set.
Let's do it. I can't wait. All right, God bless. Follow this man, Mr. Reagan USA on Twitter, the Alpha Critic, and the Mr. Reagan channel on YouTube. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We've been making movies great together. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel, watch your 6, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.
Three. 3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.